Hey guys, it's Marina from Peace Learn Health. Welcome back. I wanted you to educate yourself with me, whether it be spiritually, mindfully, or through wellness. That is why I created this podcast. Please note, podcast disclaimer, any information, statement, opinion, whether it be mine or a guest, please consult your professional advisor or healthcare professional. Thank you, and thank you for tuning in. I am so honored and excited to introduce you guys to basically Natalie Claire. She has been helping people holistically through mind, body, and spirit for more than 8 years. She's an energy healer. She's certified in trauma support specialist, an herbal lover. She herself has some amazing products that she sells. So definitely check those out. You'll learn all about it on the podcast. And she also is a tree lover, and she loves all things that have to do with herbs and healing women from the inside. So check her out in this amazing podcast that we have, and know how to protect your gut and your amazing opportunity to really dig deep into yourself as well, and as someone who really practices empaths, you know. So this is going to be an exciting podcast. I'd like to introduce you to our special guest, Natalie Claire. Hi, Natalie.
Hey, Marina. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So I'm an empath coach and a Reiki master, as well as a certified trauma support specialist, a medium, an intuitive, and a womb healer. So I've definitely explored a lot of different facets of spirituality and healing, and I really pull all those different aspects in depending on what people need within my business and my private sessions and in my course and all my different offerings. But I really love supporting people on their journeys, specifically doing the deep, the shadow work, the releasing, the inner child work, also helping them to connect with their body, heal the nervous system, healing any feelings of overdrive. And I like to say that I help people to cry and then get in touch with their emotions. So usually if you're having a session with me, you're crying in some way. So that's a little bit about kind of what I do. But me personally, I identify as an empath, and I have been on this journey for about 8 years now. Started when I was in college and realized that I was also intuitive and I was tapping into other people's energy and not realizing it. And I had known a little bit about Reiki and energy healing growing up because my aunt was a Reiki master who lived in New Hampshire. And before the internet, she would have people come from all over and just find her somehow to do all different types of healing modalities. And so her and I would build fairy houses outside, and she kind of introduced me to working with angels and working with Reiki and that magical space. So when I started tuning more into natural ways to support my mental health and healing my anxiety, my depression, and self-harm, tuning into energy, that all kind of just, it all kind of just opened back up for me. And it was a remembering of what I had learned when I was growing up.
Wow, that's pretty awesome that you were able to connect with your aunt with that one specific thing and kind of build from it. That's pretty cool. Can you actually tell us the work that you do with empaths and highly sensitive people?
Yeah, so with my private sessions, I have worked with people really in depth who I typically, people find me when they're in a pretty low space. Maybe their anxiety's just gotten so bad that they can barely get out of bed, or they just like are so overwhelmed and they're so done with how they've been operating in their life and all the overwhelm that's been going on for them. And they really are at a place where they're ready to open up to healing. I say working with me is quite, can be quite an initiation. But I love to hold the vision for people's healing because I have gone through it on a personal level and become someone that I never knew that I could be, as far as, you know, of overcoming my depression and coming into spaces of peace and calmness. And then I've also witnessed people in my life who have struggled with severe mental health issues, and friends, and the way that I've gotten to support them on their journey from a personal level, having that hope and seeing that you're where you are right now isn't necessarily where you're always going to be. And when people are in the thick of it, when they're in the thick of the overwhelm, the anxiety, whatever is, you know, looming over their life that feels like it's so heavy and they can't see that light out of the tunnel that they're in, I feel that as a healer, and it's less about healing and more about holding space and holding that vision for that person, even when they can't see it for themselves. So no matter where someone is and how they're feeling, I bring that into every session. I bring that into my course, my group coaching, my group ceremonies, and with that intention, just opening up intuitively to, okay, what is your soul calling for? How can I support you? Whether that is, you know, through energy, through Reiki, through maybe messages, intuitive messages that are coming through me, and just being present with whatever is arising for that person and allowing that to unlock something within them. And I find that when people just step into a space where they feel unconditionally loved, unconditionally accepted, then they can open up and release however they need to release. And they can kind of have that experience of letting the energy move through them, however it needs to move, and being guided by their own spirit to heal.
Wow. That sounds amazing. can you tell us actually a little bit more about your health journey and what you did to overcome it and how you're still kind of improving it, and what people could really, how can they relate to you in that concept?
The mental health, right? Not the physical health. When I struggled with depression, I like to tell the story. I remember it was about 8 years ago that I went for my first reading, and I was still struggling with self-harm. And this woman pulled this card of the world, and she was like, wow, you're really meant to make a difference in this world. And then she pulled this other card that was some like dark shadow card. And she just looked at me like, do you hurt yourself? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, don't you know when you're in that space that like your grandfather's with you, that your angels are around you? Like, you realize that you're only listening to the darkness. And when she said that, this light bulb went off in me, like I had a choice. Whereas before, when I was in these really, you know, dark spaces, I didn't recognize that I had a choice, that there, all I could hear was those negative thoughts in my mind, telling me, you know, that everything was too much, or that I wasn't good enough, or whatever that was causing so much pain. In those moments, I could recognize that I could let in the other voice that could say, okay, you know, you may be feeling sad right now. You may be feeling overwhelmed. You may be feeling worthless. Like, this might be overwhelming your nervous system, and that's okay. You just get to be here. Like, that's okay. Versus when all I could hear were those negative thoughts that were telling me, you know, a lot worse things. And so allowing any of those in those like darker moments and those heavier moments, allowing, reframing my self-talk, not just listening to my angels, like calling in that those beautiful energies to support me, but also reparenting myself. So a lot of the way that we talk to ourselves in those moments are, based off of an internalized monologue. So we've internalized what society has told us. We've internalized expectations that other people have put on us, our parents. As a child, maybe things that we thought our parents expected of us or we thought our parents felt about us that wasn't actually true. So maybe we didn't feel loved, but it was just because our parents were expressing a love language that didn't align with us. But if our inner child started believing that we weren't loved, then we might start creating this inner dialogue about being worthless or being unlovable. And so being able to, when I was not in spaces of feeling so down, when I'm actually in a more positive space, that's when I would start rewiring that inner dialogue and really encouraging myself and recognizing where those inner voices were coming from and what they were stemming from, and really moving through and doing the shadow work, doing the inner child healing work, and having this full awareness of why I was feeling what those inner voices were, kind of why they were there, right? And then being able to shift that and realizing that I had a choice in that, and that I could let and create a new monologue and reparent myself in a better way. Whether that was like, if I was told when I was younger, like feeling emotional, letting your emotions out is negative, then what I will do now is when I'm feeling those emotions, I would tell myself it's safe to feel, let it out, Natalie, like letting my inner child just throw a temper tantrum. If I want to stomp, like just stomp. whatever I want to do to release, because my inner child needs to hear that. Like, she needs to hear that you can move this through your body. You're not bad for feeling. So that's just one tool of reframing your mindset.
Great. And so when you talk to your clients, what is one of the most empowering things that you feel is really important when you do coaching calls?
So, I think that what I like to do, oftentimes people are wanting to just talk a lot about their problems. And I think that we can talk ourselves in circles. And what's really important is getting into your body. So I like to guide people to breathe, to open their heart, to feel, okay, here's this problem. You've gone around it with it in your head 100 times. Like, talking to me can be helpful once, but we don't need to like keep rehashing the same thing. So I'll have them figure out and identify what is the emotion underneath this problem, where is it living in your body, and then I'll guide them through a little meditation to release that in some way or to feel into that part of themselves. And so, yeah, I really recommend people like getting into their bodies instead of staying in their heads, because that's where a lot of the work takes place, where we're actually integrating and becoming embodied.
So it's more like a sense of release versus just keeping something inside. 100%.
I think often we want to release and we think like, if we just keep talking about it, it will finally release. But it's like we're still looking for something when we keep talking. Like, we're looking for some sort of solution. And sometimes the solution is just to, like, be and to feel into it.
I love that. Can you actually tell us about your course, Empath Empowerment, and what our listeners can expect if they sign up?
Yeah, so I've been working on this for almost a year, and it's based on, you know, doing thousands of sessions with people and also going on my journey as an empath and a highly sensitive, and understanding kind of the tools that are most important and the understandings that are most important to bring you into a space of empowerment with your emotions, with the world around you, with the collective energy that you're feeling. And so I created this as a tool, and just being able to expand my offering where I can impact even more people. And so I guide you through lessons. There's videos, journal prompts, meditations, different exercises and tools within it. But the kind of three main areas that we go through are the first, personal, emotional, and energetic awareness. So we're bringing awareness to where you're at, where your emotions are at, where your blocks are, so that you don't get confused as to what is yours and what is not yours. Because oftentimes empaths will, maybe you're talking to someone and they're like pretty insecure, and all of a sudden you're feeling insecure, but the person is portraying that they're confident. And if you believe in the fact that they're confident, then if they have insecurity underneath, you're not going to think that that belongs to them, because they think they're confident. And so you're going to start feeling that insecurity, and not knowing that it belongs to the other person, you're going to start to think it's yours. But if you know where you're at, and you know, like, oh, I've worked through my insecurities, I do feel confident, then you can recognize, okay, this energy that I'm empathing this. This doesn't belong to me. I don't know for sure if it belongs to the person across from me. Maybe it's something I'm picking up from the room, whatever it is. But you can inquire about it and become aware and not get attached to it. So that's just one example of like why it's really important to know where you're at. And then the second module is about embodiment. So before going even deeper into the healing work during this course, we want to be sure that we're grounding into our body, that we have practices that help us integrate and heal our nervous system. Because if we are doing the work and we're in flight or fight or freeze mode, then we're not relaxed. And so we want to know how to relax ourselves to do the deep healing work and to bring up some of the shadows and the inner child stuff that can be kind of heavy and triggering. You want to have those tools first of how do I ground? How do I relax? How do I breathe? So I'll be teaching those tools. And then the third module is energetic intentionality. So this is all about understanding, being intentional about your energy, how to clear a space, how to release, how to create boundaries. And so going from creating your life intentionally and letting your life force drive you and being really intentional with where you're giving your life force away to, and also noticing any energy leaks. So I'm going to be talking about all different leaks that you might not realize of where you're giving your energy away, just more subtle things to tap into that can create big shifts. So those are the three main modules. And then we have group coaching every month, a live where I'll answer everyone's specific questions, because I know that I can give you all the tools, but it's also important to have that, that additional support, and all those will be recorded. And then there's also a community of empaths on there too, a forum for people to post and ask questions and connect. And you'll also be connecting through the group coaching as well. So kind of like gives that well-roundedness where you're getting the tools and you're doing it in a more independent way on your own time. But then you also have that support of the group and also the support of me as a guide.
Wow, that's very intense and amazing. It sounds really awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited. It is definitely, I've tried to pour in everything that I would want any of my clients to know, just so that, you know, people can have access to it. Because I can't teach all of it just in one session, but I just spent the past year like kind of pouring it all out, just so that it's out there for anyone who wants access to it.
Wow. And I know that you have Wild Rose products. Can you tell us the inspiration behind it and what they are?
I had some physical illness, chronic illness that I have since healed from, and pretty much at the, I guess the healing journey always continues, but I'm in a really great spot in my healing journey. About 2 years ago, I went through a lot of trauma, and I was in an activated nervous system state for a while, which often leads to like autoimmune, which is why empaths and more sensitive people tend to have autoimmune diseases and other health issues. So it's all really tied in, and the physical and the spiritual and the emotional healing just is all connected. So I was in a activated state, and I got really sick, and I kept trying to push through it and keep serving, and I didn't take care of myself. And it was a really big initiation into the boundaries and into the realization that like the way I'm operating isn't serving me. You know, I'm serving all these people, I'm supporting them, but I can't keep operating in this way. And so I suffered from like really heavy periods and just dizziness to the point where I couldn't drive. I was, you know, I never got, I didn't really get any official diagnoses through these past 2 years, but yeah, I was, I couldn't speak sometimes. Like I was slurring my words. I would forget everything. I was pretty much bedridden for 2 months. And I kind of slowly started healing from all of that and went on this journey, this natural journey where I was healing with or hearing with endometriosis. Everyone was talking about surgery. And I was like, I just don't want to get surgery, you know, at my age, but I also want to be able to have kids and just all those scary statistics that you hear, just really overwhelming. And never expected to be going through that at such a young age and felt very isolated. And like a lot of people didn't understand what I was going through, or they would downplay it and be like, oh, it's just energy. Like you're just overwhelmed or whatever. I'm like, no, I'm really, really sick. And so the building, it's been like its own spiritual journey going through the healing and learning to trust the process of where kind of these answers would show up for me. And so Wild Rose Apothecary was kind of born from the different answers that came and the herbs that showed up for me. And I had one experience of a girl who, or a woman, I should say, who had dreams of meeting me. And then we met and I taught her Reiki. And she told me that day her mom had passed and she is a medium and she hears her mom. Her mom just speaks to her all the time from the other side. And she was like, I don't think you're just meant to give to me. Like my mom says I have to give something to you. And somehow endometriosis mm-hmm. came up and she was like, my mom was an herbalist before she passed. And she gave me this recipe and, she helped my cousin heal through this tea recipe. And she wrote down the herbs for me. And then she told me that her mom on the other side was like, my mom wants to bring her herbs and this business through you because she didn't get to do this, but she wants to bring it through you. And I'm like, I just met this girl, but we were like soul family and I've never met her mom, but her mom has worked through me. And so that's what my tea recipe is from her. And then really what has helped me a lot, which is not on my apothecary, but it is healing from glyphosate, removing glyphosate from the body, which is a pesticide in our water, in our air. Even if you're eating organic, you're still going to be absorbing it. And it actually has the ability to cross the blood-brain barrier. So we are swamped with glyphosate. You can look up Zach Bush. He talks a lot about it and can tell you more than I can, but healing from glyphosate helped me get rid of my migraines, helped my hormones balance again. And I take a pill called Biomedic, which detoxes glyphosate every day. And then I also take Zach Bush's product, Restore, which helps heal your cells' connection so the glyphosate can't penetrate it as much. But I was obviously, I'm a sensitive, so I'm sensitive to chemicals and that is just a horrible chemical and it makes me so sad that we're still spraying it on all of our produce and it's in our waters. So that was a huge piece to my healing of understanding and throughout this journey, just like kind of understanding, it's not just about me, you know, it's like understanding what's going on a global level. And then being able to educate people so that they can empower themselves so that they don't have to get as sick as I got. Like start taking, you know, be proactive about your health now is some advice I would give. And then the third thing, which is what my Wild Rose Apothecary, the main thing I sell is my parasite cleanse. So I have literally perfected the parasite cleanse. And I have passed a tapeworm and a liver fluke and it has helped heal my anxiety, like just the way the bugs are like living in my gut. And it's just amazing that you know, medicine women back in the day, they knew how to deworm. They knew about these herbal remedies so that these worms and parasites weren't building up in our bodies. But unfortunately, we've lost that art. And most people don't take tinctures and things to help them deworm. So I, through trial and error, basically created a cleanse that is really powerful because they're pretty stubborn to get out. So.
So what's like one of the main ingredients in this?
Mimosa pudica seed is a gut scrubber, and where I source the seeds that I source from, you have to make sure that it like globs up so that it can actually like get through the biofilm. So that is one of the supplements in there. And then also one thing I discovered on accident, because I was using like diluted essential oil down there for something else. And I started like having all these, I was using like tea tree oil, and I started having all these detox symptoms. And I was like, what is going on? And I'm not detoxing right now. But I realized that I Googled it, and using essential oil suppositories, so diluted essential oil, like not the kind that's going to burn you, but like a little bit of tea tree oil and putting it up your butt, it absorbs and it goes up your digestive tract, and it kills it kills the parasite. So I accidentally had essential oils down there for something else, and I ended up, that's how I ended up passing my tapeworm that came out. So yeah, sorry if this is gross for you guys, but it's like real and it's crazy.
And this is how people learn.
And my family is like, ew, stop talking about parasites. But I'm like, guys, like I literally passed a tapeworm. So, which is like, you know, a lot of these things, like I'm so glad to have them out of my body, and my health has just skyrocketed ever since. And it's amazing, you know, my mental health, like it felt like I had had a rock in a pit in my stomach. And once I passed that tapeworm, it was like that anxiety I couldn't get rid of that was kind of underlying, just like always there, was just gone with that release. So the suppositories I started making to put them in the cleanse as well, because I realized how powerful they were. And that was kind of just like spirit being like, hey, you thought you had this other health problem that you were annoyed with, but it actually led you to the answer that you were looking for of like the next piece of your cleanse. So, yeah.
Wow. I mean, I think that whole story within itself is like really empowering, but is there anything else that you would actually like to tell our listeners?
With the chronic illness journey and the journey, if you're not up to where you want to be, just being really gentle with yourself and remembering that also part of my healing journey too was doing the inner work of like making sure that I was trying to stay in a calm nervous system as much as possible. So that would be like one of my biggest tools that I would give people, is if you notice that you're in flight or fight mode, flight, fight or freeze. So if you notice that you're becoming activated and that you're stressed, instead of trying to think things through or figure things out in that moment, when you're really in your mind, coming back into your body in any way that you can. So whether that's just like taking some deep breaths, whether it's going outside and just like slowing down. So the more that you can make an intention to slow down, the more your body's gonna not be in the flight or fight mode, the more it's gonna be in the rest and digest mode. And this is the mode you wanna be in for healing. So whether you're doing emotional healing, physical healing, you're gonna keep yourself the most healthy in your life by prioritizing slowness and prioritizing your peace. So even if your life is chaotic, noticing when you can carve out time for that, where you might still be in that, you know, that flight or fight mode, which is causing you to numb out or to scroll through your phone, and just mentally put a pin and be like, okay, can I slow down and just start to like gaze around the room and slowly notice my surroundings to calm myself down so that my body knows that it's safe to be in a healing state. And the more that you can get into that space, the better you're going to feel and the healthier you're going to be, and the more you're going to be able to deal with, you know, the collective anxiety that's coming up and the anything that starts the trauma that might come your way in your life. The more that you can attune your nervous system to peace, the more resilience you're going to have, and the easier it's going to be to recognize when you're shifting out of that state and to come back into a state of peace. Obviously not bypassing the emotions that need to relief, the grief that you might be in, the space you're in, like going through that, releasing that. But if you're in a space of activation and you can consciously get yourself into a space of calmness, the more you can do that, the better.
Yeah, I agree, actually. Just the idea of that is very powerful, because I have had in the past, like, minor, I would say, panic attacks and stuff, and I always try to go back to myself and remember this mantra that I learned through Gabby Bernstein, which is peace begins with me, and I try to touch my fingers, and it's like, at that moment, it's like very fuzzy, but it's like trying to remember those words actually brings me back to where I'm actually at, and kind of releases that idea of like what's going on, you know, outside, you know. So I feel like what you said is very powerful, and it's very on point to going back to yourself and knowing that there is that moment of slowing down and being at peace and knowing that you can actually, you know, overcome it in such a way that obviously you do have to do the work, like you said, and do the shadow work and really work and empower through that. And so I am very thankful for you being here on the podcast and, you know, being able to share your gifts and, you know, telling our listeners what you do is very important, you know, your coaching and how you get all these tools, and even just like your products itself. You know, is knowing that you experience it is very powerful for everyone to know about. So I do want to say thank you, by the way. And also, can you tell our listeners,
thank you,
please,
so much
where
for having
they can
me.
Find
and
you?
I wanted to make a comment on the last thing, but then I went fuzzy. Oh, well. Okay, yeah, I'll just share where you can find me. So my website is natalieclairehealing.com. So N-A-T-A-L-I-E. C-L-A-R-E healing. So Claire, C-L-A-R, that is named, that's, I was named after my grandfather. And so that's my middle name, but I go by that. And so his name was Clarence. So Claire doesn't have an I because of that. So NatalieClaireHealing.com. And then, I'm on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook, kind of all the usual right now. Oh, and what I was going to share is that, yeah, it's a reminder that, you know, what we go through when we're in it, it feels like it's all about us, and it can feel like so much, but we learn so that we can hold space for other people and so that we can lead the torch and show people what's possible. So if you're in a space where you're feeling low, just remember that, that this lesson is more than just about you, and you'll be able to share your light with the world as you go through your healing. So I just wanted to leave you guys with that.